anything to do with him.
Never like this.
Okay.
Honestly, like, he doesn't exist in my
life. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, he kind of doesn't.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm trying, and that's why I took Christian. I'm trying not to feel bad because this is what I should have done without Christian, just for some reason I can't.
I know. Yeah, well, we've talked about that. You like, you let things happen to you. You wanted him to make the first move. But it's hard for you to make the first move. And I think that's most people. That's not unique to you at all.
Not just that I want him to make the first move, it's that I want... Okay, I made the first move, but obviously, which we knew, he's going to fight tooth and nail.
Oh yeah, absolutely, because you are literally his meal ticket. Without you, he's not doing anything for himself. You're doing everything for him. So without you, he's got to do stuff for himself, and he doesn't want to. Yeah.
So, okay. Let me find somewhere to eat because I haven't had food today and I probably should be eating at some point.
All right. I mean, if you insist. I did not buy enough PVC pipe today.
Did you be sawing away at something?
Yeah. So our old pool cover is destroyed. Like, it just... The way I designed it, the PVC was not strong enough to handle the weight of the cover itself and the water, and everything was kind of tweaked, so I'm building a new hinged cover, and hopefully this will work better, but we'll see. Well, ignore them for now, unless it's work.
So last night, we've been off all week. Plus, I've had my bladder infection, okay? So I have seriously been under the weather. And even when I haven't been sleeping with somebody else, every time I get a bladder infection or I'm sick, he always gets upset because I don't give him the attention, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And I told him this. I'm like, James, you think that every time I'm sick, you think that there's a problem? And he's like, there is. And I said, you know what? I'm like, you're right. There is a problem. And I just, he's like, what is it? And I told, so I basically told him straight out. I said, you know, after everything a couple months ago, I thought that if you got a job that I'd feel better and maybe I should make this work. And but it's just not the case. Like, I don't feel better. It's not, I don't want to be in this. All I'm doing is basically dreading for the next moment, like waiting for
him to.
All the truth.
Right, you're waiting for him to screw up again.
I'm waiting for you. I said that's a real shitty place to be, and I said it's honestly, I said it's shitty for you too. I'm like, why would you want to be with somebody who thinks like that?
No, you're trying to shift guilt because, of course, he wants to because you provide for him. So he's never, ever going to see that side of the argument.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But, well, actually, he said, no, you're right. Like, I deserve better than that. And I'm like, sure.
We'll see.
You want to look at it? Sure.
No, I mean, we'll see. But first off, no, he doesn't.
I mean, and then, you know, it kind of goes back and forth to, well, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship like that. And I'm like, okay. Like, that's kind of the way I want it to go, but then it comes back to, I'm going to fix it, and let's fix it, and, you know, marriage is supposed to be for life, and what do I need to do?
Says the man who's already been divorced.
I'm like, James, well, and then he is like, this brings back old memories of Lena and I, and she's just a cheater, and you're just cheating on me, and I'm like, not cheating on you.
Okay.
Liar.
First lie. That's okay. This is not about that, because at that point, he's just trying to guilt you into staying.
So, I have to stick with that, because there's a part of me that's almost like, oh my god, yes, okay, yes, this is done and over again.
Right.
That's a mistake.
Oh no, it's absolutely a mistake. Because if he... So, The problem is, especially with divorce, if he turns malicious, he's going to use everything he can against you. Absolutely everything he can. And I know you don't want that.
No.
So.
You are the best person for me to talk to. Oh my God, okay. It makes great sense because Christian just won't tell me anything what to do. He's like, this is your battle. You need to fight this however you want, and I'll support you in it. And I'm like, no, I need somebody to provide me guidance right now, and you're not doing it.
Yeah, well, don't fucking tell James shit. Yeah.
Just not text a whole lot. Every time we do, I'm going to delete everything off my phone. Like, I don't want anything in case he gets mad one day and decides to go through everything.
Right.
So, I mean, we just kind of left. He's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm just kind of at this point, like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't really planning on having this conversation yet.
Right. Understandably. Okay.
Or if I need to just use this and just say, you know what, done.
Okay, yeah. No, that's a fair assessment, I think.
Yeah, but I have to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, honestly, if I were you, you've been trying to get out of this marriage for so long. I would stick to that. What do you mean? All right, hold on. Go over the options again, because I miscut something. I cut it 3 feet instead of 3 feet, 4 inches, and then I got flustered.
I was saying there's two options. One is that the seed has been planted, and I kind of back off for a little bit.
Yeah, totally didn't drop my phone while you were doing that. Okay. I would make this the... You mean with James, right? You're not talking about... Okay, because you do tend to feel guilty. And if you were doing stuff with Christian while you're with James, you're going to get more guilty and more guilty and more guilty. Especially now that, like, James is going to work his ass off to try and get you back, right? He doesn't want to lose his meal ticket. So... That doesn't matter. Does not matter. There was nothing he could do before, and he still did it. So, literally, that him saying that means jack shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm gonna go talk to my parents tonight.
Yeah. I think you should just rip the Band-Aid off. You being James's Band-Aid.
Can I call you back?
Yeah, unless Yana has taken me to lunch.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.